You may be seated. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, the first gospel. Jesus dealt with some things in the first gospel he didn't deal in Mark, Luke, and John. In the first gospel writing in the book of Matthew, I'm going to give you time to find it. In the 11th chapter of Matthew's, a subject that must be taught today, a subject that every Christian need to know about because of the times we're living in, all right? There's a mystery of their hidden secrets of having supernatural rest in your soul. Of having supernatural rest in your thinking, supernatural rest in your emotion, supernatural rest in your conscience, supernatural rest in your imagination, supernatural rest in your will, supernatural rest, knowing your will is God's will. Supernatural rest in your desire, knowing that God will give you the desires of your heart if your desire is in harmony with his will, okay? But this supernatural rest, you know, we have rest spiritually, spiritual rest. We can have physical rest. But Jesus knew, because of the disturbance and because of the deception and because of the problem and because of the stress and because of the anxiety that were hit at a given time in one life, that they need to know how to rest in their soul. All right? The rest in your spirit cannot get to the rest of your life if your soul is out of order. Your thinking got to be in order. You got to think properly and you got to believe properly. So this golden text here, and you need to read this 11th chapter of Matthew sometime, because you got whole cities that are unrestful. And then prior to this text, when Jesus gives this invitation, his man got unrestful. The whole third chapter of Matthew talked about John the Baptist, who was a forerunner of Christ. John was operating in revelation that no man have ever operated in. He knew Jesus was the Son of God, and he started preaching it about the Son of God coming, man who he was not worthy to unlatch his shoes. But then John, in this text, John, the forerunner of Christ, because of soul issues, got out of wax when the thing got rough. And that's each time you deal with something and you get out of wax as a Christian, that's not your spirit. That's your soul. So we don't know enough about our soul. Our soul is called the inner man in the Bible. We don't know enough about our soul to know how powerful it can be in the adjustment and addressing things in life that we need to address. High blood pressure, stress, anxiety, worry, fear, all come because of an unrestful soul. Once the Lord can tell you a few things this morning, I'm happy to probably do this in three parts. Once the Lord began to minister this to you today as a Christian, as a believer, and if you're not a believer, you can become one, you'll enter into a realm of rest, uncommon rest, unusual rest. Rest that may not have no physical evidence. You missed that. Turmoil is all around you. Everything looks like it's breaking down, but yet you standing straight up and say it's going to be all right. From this day forward, listen to me very carefully, no mission will be impossible to you. You see, when you enter into spiritual rest of the spirit, the soul, and the body, no mission is impossible. There's no one you can't, no enemy you can't whip. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I've told you how to be on top. You say, thank you. Amen. Thank you. Prior to reading this text, I'm going to be reading in the 11th chapter of Matthew. I want to point some things out to you because this is supernatural, uncommon, unusual, divine rest. You can't get it from nobody but Jesus. You can't buy it. It's not in the drugstore. You can't buy it out of a dress shop. You can't buy it out of a tailor shop. You can't get it nowhere but from Jesus. Jesus is the only one that offers this uncommon, unusual, supernatural, divine rest. Everybody say rest.
Rest.
I want you to think about it. Rest. Now, to be a student with this, prior to giving you these points, to be a student with this, you have to read the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Okay, I want you to read the fourth chapter of Hebrews before you come back here next Sunday. Fourth chapter of Hebrews, where they're talking about a rest and they're telling you how to enter into that rest. There's a rest for the people of God. And now he said he's not saying there's rest for politics. They're very unrestful now. They don't know who's doing what. They're all messed up. Thank God we're praying for them. Hallelujah. The church, the only thing gonna hold this thing together, you know. And so rest in this city, rest in Darrow, rest in Gonzales, rest in Baton Rouge. It's based upon Christian. There's no other kind of rest that can hold us. Baton Rouge can't rest without you Christian being there. They need a supernatural rest. So everything don't have to be going 1, 2, 3 ABC for this rest. This rest, if B get in the place of G, this rest still in play. All right. We're going to read in a minute now. I'm going to give you a few points here to make you listen. This is an inner rest, what I said? That cannot be touched from the outside. The text I'm going to read is an inner rest. It's a supernatural rest. It's an unusual rest. It's an uncommon rest you can't buy. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. You listening? Oh, you better hear me right now because I got a word from the Lord right here. Every individual under my voice that is a child of God and desire to become a child of God, there is tailor-made rest just for you. For your situation, for your position, whatever you're going through, you leaving here with tailor-made rest. Because on your road, people going through different things. But by having an all-knowing God, He know how to wrap you up in that rest you need. I might not need that rest today, but you need that kind of rest. So tailor-made just for you. I love it. I love it. Raise your hand if you love it. Second, it is a rest that no mission is impossible. I'll read the text in a minute. Thirdly, listen. It is a rest, listen, of love and forgiveness. Even though you may have messed up, but this supernatural rest, wrap up your mess. Put it in a pile and burn it. Now, this rest is not being used by everyone, but it is in every child of God. Everyone who is packing Jesus is packing this rest. Every one of you have become a vehicle of Jesus to travel in this world. You're carrying that rest. You find out you're a vehicle for Jesus. You Jesus transportation on earth. Now, this rest, it functioned in another realm of protection. This rest is beyond the lawyer, beyond the judge, beyond the governor, beyond the president. This rest is higher than any office you know. This rest can give you favor that don't exist. So, somebody say apostle. Yeah, give me some encouragement here. This rest can give you favor that don't exist. In other words, you're in trouble and nothing on the book say you're gonna get clear. But this supernatural favor come walk in the room with your name. Matthew chapter 11, after cities had failed, John the Baptist got nervous. Jesus, now listen to me because you never heard this before. Jesus is about to train us why he was so calm when things went wrong. He's about to train us to have a soul like his soul. What make me calm when I should be worried? In other words, as a believer, you have the right to operate in a soul just like Jesus. So Jesus unfolded his soul in the text. He unfolded his soul. You have a revelation soul on the inside of you. A soul that can touch another realm. A soul that can function in the invisible power of God. So all your disturbance, all your anxiety, all your worry, all your fear is in this house to be solved today. Nobody would leave you worried how it's gonna come out, because supernaturally, boys, y'all listening? God gonna make it come out for you. Even though you might have made a mistake, even though you might have a shortcoming, but today God got you here for a reason. You're gonna hear a word that's gonna be your answer, and you'll never be the same again. Matthew chapter 11, please. And I have to take up reading from the 25th verse. Matthew 11, 25. We're talking about the mystery of having supernatural rest in your soul. After all these things went on, John got nervous. His soul tripped out in cities. Three cities was unrestful because their souls wasn't right. Jesus said, I need to teach them. I need to train. I need to have some soul training. So in the 25th verse, it said, at that time, Jesus answered and said, now at that time, Jesus answered and said, you got to read the whole 11th chapter because you see where people were unrestful, they were unrespectful, they couldn't repent, and they had problems. At that time, Jesus answered and said, you with me? Now notice what he said now, because he's going to slip a prayer in you. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. We ain't talking about a rest that you should have as a believer, that those who claim to be wise and smart and high academically and all that stuff, they can't get it this way. This rest does not come by college. This rest comes from another country. I have nothing against education, but I just have to let educated people know there's a higher level than academic. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Yeah, that's a higher level than your degree. You got to know that. You got to know when you get out in the spirit realm, you're in another realm, you're in another world, you're in another order, you're in a place that nothing impossible. You're in You're in a, oh, come on, help me now. You're in a place of the supernatural. You're in a place where you can't be stopped. You're in a place where you can't be locked down. You're in a place where you can't be trapped. May the Holy Spirit hit this place in 20 minutes. In 20 minutes from now, may the Holy Spirit hit this place and uproot everybody in this place. And let them know that God's love is about to wrap his arm around everybody in here. And all you came here with that wasn't satisfying to you, you're going to leave here with satisfaction because you're going to know I'm winning no matter what it looked like. I wish somebody would help me preach up in here. Supernatural rest. Unusual rest. Unusual rest. The wind blowing. The fire burning. The dog barking. But yet you're sitting there, huh? It's all right. Mama, how can you sit there telling me it's all right? You don't know what all going on outside? Well, why didn't that storm come here last week? Why it didn't come here? Because we talked to it. That's why it didn't come here. My neighbor told me, him and his son was in the truck. They told me, he said, man, that bad weather coming. I said, it ain't coming. He said, what'd you say? I said, it's not coming. He said, you talked to the man up there? I said, yeah, me and him got it straight. I know you did the same thing. I hope you didn't get with the crowd and say, ooh, we got a storm coming. You can't do that. You can't worry with the crowd. You got a way maker. You got a promise keeper. Come on, man. Shake your hand at me if you understand what I'm talking about. Listen to me very carefully now, because I'm hearing this in the spirit. Listen very carefully. Every problem you have this morning only came for a solution. That you may know how to help somebody else when they come to you. So your problem really not your problem. All of your problems belong to God. And God will show you how to handle them so you can minister to other people for him. We can go home right now, can't we? So here, John, yeah, Jesus. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father. I'm in the 25th verse. Lord of heaven and earth. Oh, my goodness. Lord of heaven and earth. That's enough to rest on right there, isn't it? Let me run ahead of myself and give you three things. If you're going to enter into that rest, number one, you rest because you know who he is. Number two, you rest because you know what he already has done. He raised his son from the dead. He opened the Red Sea. He locked the lion mouth. He killed Goliath. You see, on and on, on and on, on and on. He went in the fire with the Hebrew boy and put the heat out. Uh-huh. So, see, you can rest in the fact that he don't come to a situation and begin to wonder. How am I handling this? So you rest in the fact of who he is, what he already has done, and then number three, what he has done for you. I mean, if you're saved. What he have done for you. All right. Now let's get beyond the prayer. Jesus prayed and Jesus shift. Jesus said, at this time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and had revealed them unto babe. You're going to have to become a babe. Yeah, see, in your weakness, in your infirmities, God is strong. Cotton dog, you heard that? in your weakness and your infirmity. So stop faking. Cry out for mercy. Tell God, I need help here. Don't quote no scripture to God. Raise your hand and surrender. I need some mercy here. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may find mercy in the help in the time of need. But if you always acting like I got it, quoting scriptures to God, you know that scripture ain't working right now. You're still scared. Quoting all them scriptures, you're still scared. I wonder what's going to happen. And you're quoting all them scriptures. That ain't no rest. Rest, to have this type of rest. Listen to me closely. This rest has to be revealed by the Holy Ghost. Woo, y'all didn't get it. This rest does not come by natural understanding. This is a revelatory rest. The Holy Ghost have to rise this rest up in you and have to explain to you how it works. And one way to explain this rest is nothing is impossible with God. Now, what a resting place now. If you really have that revelation on a situation that nothing is impossible with God, no more worries, over. But it has to be a revelation. So, everything that is messing with you wrong, I decree and declare to you is only temporary. Once you receive the revelation, it will be erased. The Christian life, whoo, Jesus, lives in a realm called revelation. So we got to pull our religious garments off, our traditional garments off, and start walking with a God of illumination. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The Lord revealed it to your spirit revealed it to your soul revealed it to your body bring it out in life. So Jesus had to pray beyond this transition from natural rest to supernatural rest. So he prayed because he about to bring them over into three cities. He talked about six cities in that chapter. Three whole cities he ministered to them, and they didn't enter the rest. What keep you from entering into the rest? That's why I told you to read the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Unbelief. Untrusting, if there's such a word. Letting the enemy tell you, I'm about to close. Y'all ain't gonna listen, I'm gonna close. I'm gonna go preach to people who listen to me. I'm going back to Richmond. Don't let the enemy tell you nothing in your life that God can't handle. You need to shout right now, it's over. I preach enough in here. You need to understand. You need to understand, as I open my mouth, God is talking to you and telling you that nothing can pin you down. He's for you, he's with you. Just let me give you the revelation of how to walk through this thing, because the Bible says the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Let me show you where to step next. I don't want you to step in that mess right over there. I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna show you how to walk through this thing. Walk by faith. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. It's a revelatory arrest. You think you can't enter into it because of financial situation. Because your marriage ain't working out just right now. I told you it's temporary. Whoever God got to knock out, you or him, we're going to get this thing straight. You shouldn't have never come here this morning. Whoever God got to deal with, you or him, he's going to deal with it, because you're going to get this thing straight today. Everybody here going to rest. Supernatural rest. Unusual, uncommon rest. Rest you can't see, but you know it's there. This rest does not work by feeling, it works by faith. When it works by faith, it changes the feeling. I just want to scream right now. Do you know how far we have come in these last 10 or 15 minutes? Do you recognize what God is wrapping you in? He's wrapping you like a banana, peel and wrap a banana. He's wrapping you in supernatural rest. He's telling you, I love you. I have forgiven you. Don't let the enemy tie you up in unrestfulness in your mistakes. I know you're going to make mistakes before I save you. But I made reservation for your mistake. I give my blood that you can be cleansed. I give you my supernatural power. You do what I tell you, he's closer than you think. You do what I tell you, you listen to me? He's closer than you think. I want you to enter into a rest about it. Got it? Yeah. You're a prize waiting on somebody to open you up. But you need to be rest. We get tension come on us. And just rest and lay back and just do what the Lord tell you to do. Just rest and you're going to bump into him. Everybody, I talking to her, but you can take it if you know. Okay, $500 check from mom. Mom sowing her seed. Sit down, y'all. Give me a few more minutes. Let me ask you a question. Can you feel a calmness in here? The Holy Ghost is bringing a calmness in the turbulence that you may have had in your life. You're in an atmosphere of the rest of God. You're in an atmosphere. I receive. You went from one to two. I see you. I'm talking about hundreds. We ain't talking about $2, you know. Verse 26 says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now notice verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. See that? And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. You still with me? Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So that's about everything about God. Every promise, every revelation, every insight about God has to come to me by revelation. Right? Not by reading. Reading is important. When you're reading for revelation. But it has to come by revelation. What revelation is? It's the unfolding and the opening of the mind of God. The will of God, the plan of God. God said, I promise you a long life. That's God's plan. It doesn't matter who died. That's still God's plan for you. See? God, anything from God has to be revealed to you. That's why it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's why some people never know nothing about God because they think they know. So God said, if you know that much, I don't have to tell you nothing. You already know. No, you got to stay like a little child. You got to stay like a babe. You got to be hungry. Lord, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. Remember Moses asked the Lord, Lord, show me your glory. All right. Ooh, I'm not getting further. I want to get. So here's the invitation in verse 28. Do not let me read this historically. What do I mean by that? Huh? Don't let me read this historically. The Bible is not a history book. It's alive today, right now. But it's alive by revelation and reception. Right in between there is deception. Because every time you think you're not going to make it, that's deception. It is impossible for you not to make it if you're God's child. All you got to do is take time and listen for instruction, man. Don't take your eyes off the problem and put your eyes on him. When you got a problem, don't look at the problem. What Jesus said in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him went through it because he knew he's going to come out of it. This morning, I'm so sure that you're going to come out of all sickness, all lack, all limitation, every problem. You may be having problem in your family. You sure out this morning. And I want to tell you, for God, you will never be a limited person. Write that down. You will never be a limited person. You cannot be a limited person when you have left the limit zone. When you start walking with God, you leave. Could God Almighty, I won't run myself. But I'm here to, when you start walking with God, you leave the limit zone. Sometime a problem is permitted to show you who you are. Don't lose it because it's not going right. No, it's time for promotion. I'm going to another level. Every time you get a problem, come on your life. Just say, all right, doggone it, whether I mess up or not, I'm going to another level from here. Because I'm going to repent. I'm going to ask God to forgive me. I'm going to tell God, God, you know I made a mistake. Then God can say, all right, so take me to another level. You'll never see that problem no more. What y'all stand up for? Sit down. What y'all stand up for? Here's the invitation now. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it revelatory-wise, not historical. It's still alive. I want you to hear Jesus saying these words to you. You know, I want you to hear him saying, because he the disturbance and the anxiety and the unrest and the fear and the worry you may have in your life, how I'm going to come out, how I'm going to make it. He want to give you this invitation. Come unto me. Now see, if you don't see those words historical, if you don't see them in the natural, what an invitation. This is Jesus, the Son of God, have seen your problem, have seen your worry, have seen your care. He said, I don't care. All I need you to do with this thing, I don't care how big it is, how long it's been there, all I need by revelation, you hear me say, come unto me. Do you hear? Now I want to know, I can't preach this text. I told you it's by revelation. The Holy Ghost, the reveal is here. I don't know how many problems, how many words, how many fear on television, but you see up on that screen, you see what highlighted? Yes. What highlighted? On the screen. Can you do that, please? Let me tell you what I'm hearing. come unto me, I want to do something about your situation. Let me do it. You can't handle it. But give it to me, and we gonna handle it. Come unto me. Come to all that I am. Jesus said, you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I'm God. Jesus said, I'm the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'm the kingdom. Jesus said, I'm the blood. He said, come to me, I'm the grace. Come to me, I'm the mercy. The invitation is a package of all God got to offer. Jesus got everything in him that God is. Come to me. Now I'm going to say something. Somebody might, mom, somebody might grab me by saying this. I want you to come beyond scriptures. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have life, but they testify of me and you won't come to me that you can get it. That's the scripture, isn't it, Leroy? Give me that scripture. Find that scripture. 539, John 539. Turn to John 539. God, dog, come John 539. So a lot of times we think when we got the scripture, we done got to Jesus. No. Scriptures are pointers. Scriptures are a directional sign. Now notice what he said in John 539. Search the scripture. Oh my goodness. Search the scripture. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have it. Search the scripture, in them you think you got the answer. The scripture, what Jesus saying this morning, I'm not inviting you to no scripture. He didn't say, come unto the scriptures. There's a place in God beyond the scripture. The scriptures to bring it to him. He is the scripture. That's why people know 95 scriptures still get their tail whipped because they never came to Jesus. They just got scripture. They're holding the Bible up and the Bible not holding them up. Who he said come to? Not Paul, not John, not Solomon, not James. Not Leroy, senior nor junior. I tell you a sad thing I did this morning. I said, go tell Martrell. I said, get on up here. I forgot Martrell in Richmond, Virginia. But when you're training, that's how you are, you know. Wait, where's Martrell? Wait, get on up here. Leroy Jr. was, Dad, you know Montreal is still in Richmond. I said, yeah, boy, I knew. I was just living there. Why come? You see, now you got that scripture to back you up, right? And then Bible said in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. You see, even that didn't tell you come to scripture. See, if you stop at the scripture, see, the scripture is, every time the scripture speaks, it's speaking of God, Jesus, or the Holy Ghost. It's trying to bring you to them. When you get to one, you done got to the other one, see? So now, wait a minute. Look at me. Now, you have been positioning here this morning. Listen to me now. Listen to Kevin. You have been positioning here this morning to solve anything. Now I know you don't have the revelation because you didn't answer wild enough. You're not wild enough. I know you didn't get it. Then my wife tell me she didn't get it when they get quiet like that, honey, they're getting something too. She always tell me that, you know. I said they didn't answer me. Like she said, oh no, that's when people quiet. They really now they're going to think about, oh, I got this now. I got this thing. Thank you, Lord. I have to thank you, Jesus. But they're not saying nothing out loud. You know, they're saying it all on the inside. Oh, pop, 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 yo, 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 yo. So I understand that too. But you said, coming to me. Look who he calling. Go back to the text. Look who he calling. Who he calling? All ye what? That are what? And what else? Wait a minute, I'll be something skip here. No, I want y'all, I might not heard y'all say it. Come unto me, all who? Who? Paul. Oh no, all ye that labor. You're not supposed to be laboring in life. You're supposed to be living a grace life. Labor is the curse. Grace is the blessing. If you always got to be fighting every day, every hour about something, you still laboring. But when you get in the grace, even though something go wrong, you don't pay no attention because you know it's not going to last. Come unto me, all you that labor and what? Heavy laden. Heavy laden. I can't handle this. Heavy, 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 heavy. Heavy laden. He wanted to say two sets of words, because he's going to talk about ease, light, and rest in a few moments. He wanted to exchange those words from labor and heavy laden to ease. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. Then he talk about rest. Easy, light, and restful. From a heavy labor, from labor and heavy ladder, carrying a lot of stuff. The Lord is asking you to unload, unpack, get all that stuff out your backpack you don't want. That's why the thing's so doggone heavy. You brought all that stuff. See them children with them backpacks on. What they do with all that stuff in there? You're going to use all that stuff today. Put two things in there and go on about your business. You could have put two things in your pocket. You don't even need that backpack. You laboring on that thing. I pick up one of them things with that. I say, oh, Jesus. Why you want all that on your back? To look good? To be with the crowd? That's stupid. See, that's a trend that brought out. Everybody have their sack on their back. I don't want no doggone sack. I just come out of slavery. I don't want no sack. I just got free. Shoot. I don't want no sack. I don't want no sack. I want to drive a Cadillac. Oh, man, let me close. I got to close. Because these boys got to be back for 11:30. I got to close. I got to close. I'm not going to put the yoke on you. Because it won't work. If I force it on you, it's slavery. But if you let me know that you want to be yoked up with me in every part of your life, then I'll let you have it. You got to take it. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Notice what he says next. You see what he says next? What he says next? How long have I been preaching here? You don't know. Take my yoke upon you and learn how I would handle this. Yes, sir. Or let me show you how to handle this in a supernatural and a divine and a miracle and a sign way. How many see it? See? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This, what's happening to you, is not about you. It's the enemy mad because you're in me. So let me handle it for you. He ain't after you. Oh, Jesus. Fuck. He ain't after you. He after me through you. He mad because you changed citizenship. And he won't make me look bad through you. And you can't handle it, so give it to me so we can shut him down. I would never let the devil whoop you. Because you made a choice. You say you my child. But you got to turn the business into your lawyer, to your doctor, to your governor, to your president. I'm all that to you. In another realm. Devil don't care nothing about you. You ain't that important. He attacking you because of me. Give me the privilege to attack him back on your behalf. That sin trap. That sin, S-I-N trap, is not because of you. That sin trap, Joseph answered. 39th chapter Genesis. That woman wanted Joseph to commit adultery. Joseph said, oh no, I can't do this against God. You follow me? I can't do this against God. Because he wasn't after Joseph. He was after the dream that Joseph had. Stop letting the enemy steal your dream with sin. He still dream with sin. He make an offer to cut you off before you get where you're going. God can't honor sin. He know that. So he put you in a sin position. He set a sin trap. And he shut you down at the sin trap. Because once he gets sin on you and you don't repent and ask forgiveness, he always points to that button. God, you can't do that for him. Why you won't sing? He got the whole world in his hand. Why you sing that if you don't believe it? I know he got my world in his hand. Say it. Some of y'all won't even say it. I just trifling. He got my world in his hand. Those words are said for a reason, for something to go down in you, for a revelation to come to you. The next time you deal with something, that same you had made that deposit, they're going to come back up. Oh, my world is God's world. What goes on in my world is going on in God's world. Put the scripture back up. Let me try to close here. Stop. Next, I give part two and part three. Like I'm going to go to part four on this. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now, what specifically when I was meditating this verse, the context of the verse and the context of the chapter is that Jesus is doing what I'm doing here at Word of Life today. Or I'm doing what Jesus did that time. Training people about their soul. See, I'm in good company. I'm teaching on the soul. That's what he's teaching on now. Notice he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest. Unto what? You want me to show you a revelation?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You really want to see a revelation? How many of y'all want to see a revelation? Go back to the 29th verse. Take my yoke upon you. Didn't he say that? And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in soul. I'm not high-minded. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. There's a supernatural meekness that we must walk in. Because we know our old brain, our body, are riled up. You mess with me, I'll rile up on you. But you got to have that in you to check you. But Jesus now, I got to close. Jesus now is putting his soul out in the open to be a mirror for your soul. When he said, take my yoke over me and learn of me, and he's talking about soul issues. John, we're going to get to it next Sunday. John the Baptist in jail now. In the early part of the chapter. Now John was the forerunner of Christ. He knew Christ, who Christ was, but now his soul giving him trouble. He in jail, they're talking about cutting his head off. So he sent a man to Jesus and said, now John knows Jesus, but his soul tripping. So John said, ask him, is he the one? Well, you the one told us he's the one. Or do we look for another? Jesus sent an answer back to John. John, get your soul out of the natural. Tell John that the blind see. And tell John that the lamb is walking again. Tell John, he ain't answered that question there. That question was on a lower level. He know John had trouble. Tell John the dead being raised. Tell John this situation he in is not impossible for me. Tell John whether he live or die, I still got it. Tell John I operate in three worlds. Tell John, I'm the one to say, if you take my life in 3 days, I'll rise up again. Tell John, come out of the natural. Tell John, come out of worry. Come out of fear. Come out of questioning the gospel. Stop questioning the cross. Stop questioning the resurrection. Stop questioning my word because you're going through something. Tell John, come out of that hole. Come out of that situation. Don't be worried and be fearful. Tell John, I'm the same Jesus he preached about in the third chapter. Tell John, he the one heard the voice from heaven. He saw the dove, landed on me, and didn't leave. Tell John, the dove's still here. The power's still here. Word of Life Christian Center. Tell every member in Word of Life, tell them that they're mine. I got their back and front. Tell them they're going to rise up again. Ooh, like never before. Tell them they're going to live the good life. No devil in hell can stop them. Tell them it's only temporary what they're going through. They will live and not die. They will be above and not beneath. They'll be the head and not the tail. They'll be the lender and not the borrower. They'll be blessed in Gizmo, blessed in Darrow, in the country. But I'm going to bless them in Baton Rouge and New Orleans also. Blessed in the field and blessed in the city. I got to close, children. I didn't get far. I didn't get far. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. Tell them I'm holding them in the palm of my hand. Tell them this thing is temporary. Tell them that joy coming back. Peace coming back. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Tell them I got peace that pass all understanding. Tell them I got peace running like rivers of living water waiting on you. I don't care what you're going through. You shouldn't have never come here this morning. My glory, my power, I can do all things through Christ What strengthened me? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Wow! No, you're not going through another divorce. I'm going to work it out. No, nobody's not going to take your house. I'm going to pay the bill. No, no disease going to kill you. I'm going to raise you up. No. You're not going to go through this all your life. No. I'm doing something about it right now. I got my hand on you. I got my hand on your home. I got my hand on your life. I got my hand on your finances. I got my hand on your health. I got my hand on your relationship. No. The enemy not going to take you out. You're going to take him out. Somebody scream up in here. This invitation is given here at this altar this morning. The same invitation. Come unto me. There are a man or woman in this place, boy or girl.